Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we're up to Simin Nun Ches, Sif, Hey, page 182. This Amud is relatively straightforward. We're in the halachos of Kriyashma and the Zman of Kriyashma. In Nenas V'lo Kara Kriyashma Ad She'ola Amud HaShachar, in Halacha Aleph, we have learned that the time of Kriyashma is in the evening up until Alos HaShach. We made reference to it, if it's not explicit there. Kimin She'adayin Lo Hanetz HaChama, interesting use of the noun. If it was still not the Hanetz HaChama, that time, when the sun rises, Kari Kriyashma V'yotze B'yidei Chovas Kriyashma Arvah. So we know that there is a din derabanan, that Kriyashma at night is supposed to be done up until Chatzos. However, that's a din derabanan that the Chachamim were masaking. Mi'ikar d'dina, of course, it goes up until the point of Alos HaShachar. So if there was a person who was nenas and wasn't able to be Kari Kriyashma, so we have this twilight zone between the period of Alos HaShachar and Neitz HaChama, that Bidi Eved, if an individual was an Ones, he could still be Mekayim the Dinda Araisa of Kriyashma D'Arvis. It would be interesting to, if we learn in Bi'iyun, to cheshven this into another machlokus that we had. We had a machlokus between the Magen Avraham, the famous machlokus Magen Avraham and Rav. When do we begin calculating the day in terms of one nafkamina is Man Kriyashma? So the Gruz of the opinion, you start from Neitz HaChama. According to Magen Avraham, you start from Alos. The fact that you could still be Mekayim the Din D'Oraisa at night, in the case of Nenas, would seem to support at first glance the opinion of Gruz that when it comes to the Zman of Kriyashma, we would start calculating from Neitz HaChama. If Im Hoya Onos Ba'osa Shah Lotzei Sladerach Mekom Gidudei Chayim V'listim Lo yikra us Kriyashma pam shenis, but you can't have a tarti disaster. So bidi evad, you could even fulfill the mitzvah if the wedding went so long, as described in the Mishnah and Brachos, right? If the wedding went so long, then in such a case it went all the way through to Alos HaShachar, so then in such a case you could be Mekai Mitzvah at night. So this guy knows he's now going to go to sleep for a good few hours, so he wants to be Mekai both Arvis and Kriyashma Shal Boker, then Oz Yikra, that won't work. Lo Yikra Oz Kriyashma Pam Shein Zosetei Chol Kriyashma Shal Yom Shema'acha She'osa Lo'osa Shal Laila, since he turned into Laila, Yev Shal Achsav La'sosa Yom, you can't turn it into day. The Mishnah Berurah explains to us the background of this halacha, that since there are people who are still sleeping, for those of us who get up a little later than this, is quite a mussar. Since there's some people who are still sleeping at this period of Alos HaShachar, so then you could call this still prior B'Shas HaDchak. It would also be called Uveshach Becha. But in general, if it's not an onus, then it's already considered the next day. Says the Mechaber in Sitvav, Afal pi shezman nimshech ad sof hashah shlishis, even though Zman Kriyashma goes through the third hour, this is an important halacha. This happens sometimes, and there's a lot that needs to be discussed about this. Im avra shah shlishis v'lo kara, if the third hour has passed, and the individual did not read Kriyashma, so then kara osa b'brachoseh kol sharviz shushlish hayom. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it goes like this. There's Kriyashma, that the chiyuv of Kriyashma is only the first 3 hours, and then kiss it by goodbye. That's it. A person misses the man Kriyashma, there's nothing left to say. However, there is Birchos Kriyashma. And Birchos Kriyashma is not, as the word suggests, a bracha on the mitzvah Kriyashma. As the post can point out, we don't say Asher Kishon Zosu Tzivanu al Kriyashma, but rather Birchos Kriyashma. Why it's called Birchos Kriyashma is an interesting question. But the bracha is Yotzer Ar, the bracha is Abocher Ba'amu Yisroel Ma'ava. That explains the Mishnah Berurah is connected to Tefillah. And therefore, Tefillah is not Shalosh Shos. Tefillah, as we're going to discuss later on, is 4 Shos. So then, in such a case, he continues and he reads Kriyashma B'Birchoseh B'Shah Revi'is, But ve'en lo schar k'kari bizmanu. Why? Because now he has the inyan of tefillah. In the inyan of tefillah, there is an inyan to say the brachas of yotzer, ava rabba, shma, leading up to tefillah. So even if he's not going to be mekayim the din d'oraisa of kabbalas al malchus shamayim, which is dafka gimel shows, nevertheless he'll still say kriya shma. However, v'im avra shor reviz v'lo kara. This is a halacha that some people are not aware of, and that is that if already the third hour has passed, so then in such a case, then you still say Kriya Shema. We'll have to see in a moment why, but you're not supposed to say Birchos Kriya Shema anymore. Why? Because it's connected to Tefillah. So since you missed Tefillah, so then the individual is going to be stuck. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Chavav, Avra Shor Reviz Afilu Nenes, even if he's an Ones, in such a case, it will be considered a Bracha Levatala. So therefore, he does not read with Birchos Kriya Shema after that point. Why is it that you read it the whole day? Why is it the whole day? So, Mishnah Berurah points out, Sifkat and Chav Zayin, that there are two parts of Mitzvah's Kriya Shema. One Mitzvah of Kriya Shema is the Kabbalas al Malchus Shamayim, and then the other part is the Mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is a Mitzvah the entire day, and the Shagas Aryeh is quoted at the end of Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chav Zayin as saying that that mitzvah implies the entire day, not only until Chatzos, but that would imply the entire day, and therefore one would read Kriya Shema the entire day if they are in such an instance. For that reason, says some poskim, the Mishnah Berurah himself, later in Simin Nun Tesif Katan Chafhei, says that that's the reason why there's no problem to say Amen, according to many, after the Bracha Abokar Ba'amei Yisrael Be'ava, before Kriya Shema. If it was a Birchas HaMitzvah, then in such a case, then you shouldn't be mafsik between these with these brachas. But nevertheless, the halacha is that we don't look at it as a birchas hamitzvah, and one could therefore say amen after birchas kriyishma. In regards to someone who read kriyishma without its brachos, so then in such a case, then one, let's say an individual, as we spelled out, I'll just give you the Maran Mekomos over here. An individual is afraid that he's going to miss Man Kriya Shema. So we spoke about yesterday that he should read and say in Karbonos. So in such a case, one could have argued he was Yotzei Kriya Shema. So then Birchos Kriya Shema should be said, but without Shema. Because not a Birchos HaMitzvah, he was Yotzei Shema. So say Birchos Kriya Shema and Tefillah. So that's what Mishnah Berurah points out later on in Simin Samach, that in Sifkat and Gimel, the Kach Tiknu Tefillah Gam. So there's like almost like two dinim that are at least two dinim, probably more, that are at play with Kriya Shema. You have, let's count the dinim, just the dinim that we discussed tonight. Number one, you have the din of Kabbalas al Malchus Shamayim. Number two, you have the din of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And number three is it's connected to Birchos Kriya Shema, which is a separate entity. And as a chelek of tefillah, Birchos Kriya Shema are supposed to have in between those brachos, you're supposed to have Kriya Shema as well. It's a separate bechina. And therefore, even if you yotzei Kriya Shema, and it's already no longer Zman Kriya Shema, but it's still Zman of Birchos Kriya Shema, one says Kriya Shema as well during that period of time. There is one dissenting view that throws everything in for a loop, that the Dirshu leaves off with a Tzarachim, just there with great Maran Mekomos, that the Be'er Halacha in Reish Lamedtes Sif Aleph quotes a Rash Ben Rash Beitz that says that the Brachos of Kriya Shema are in place of the bracha Asher Kachavsas at Sivanu Likro Kriya Shema. So there is such a minority opinion that finds its way into Be'er Halacha, but all of these halachos seem to make much more sense, and we understand that it's not a Birchos HaMitzvah. Tov, so that is, yeah.
Isn't there an Indian that if you don't do tefillah by the fourth hour, you still have chatzos b'di'eved?
Oh, so chatzos b'di'eved might apply in regards to tefillah, but not in regards to Birchos Kriyishma.
Why?
So,
if it's a hechsher for
tefillah. Oh, so if you say that it's a hechsher for tefillah, so why doesn't one say that in such an instance that it should, that one should be able to say it during that period of time? That's a nice question. It's a nice question. Why would that be so? Right, because you were allowed, bid the evet, the halacha is that you're allowed to daven, you're allowed to say Shemon Esrei up until Zman Mincha. If that's so, then why would I? So I think it goes like this. I think it goes as follows, that when it comes to tefillah, you're not mekayim the mitzvah derabbanan of tefillah up until Chatzos. So you're only mekayim the mitzvah derabbanan up until through four hours. So if an individual has a, is still being mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah, then Chazal were misaking Birchos Kriyishma. But Birchos Kriyishma were not instituted after a person no longer has the mitzvah's tefillah. In other words, it's not just a an addendum to tefillah. If it would be an addendum to tefillah, so then there would be room to say such a thing. But presumably because the brachos are on R, so the significance of the budding of the R will only be recognized up until 4 hours. After 4 hours, even though he'll be able to say Shemon Esrei, nevertheless he won't be able to say what we're referring to as Birchos Kriyishma. So it's not just simply an addendum to the tefillah, but Chazal at the same time never were magdir the Birchos Kriyishma as being particularly connected to Kriyishma, so they're connected to the Zman Tefillah, but after the Zman Tefillah has passed, so it seems that in such a case, look, the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is very, very sharp. He says it's called a Bracha Levatala if a person says it after that period of time. In Siv Zayin, we have the Mechaber, I agree that we would need to look into a little bit more to sharpen this. The Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, in Lo Korah Bayom Yeshom Sheesh Lo Tashlum Ba'arvis. This is a halacha that many people are not aware of, mainly because the Korah did not pass Musa. You know, when one begins to examine these halachas from the perspective of Anhaga and Halacha Lamaisa, you see the hashpa of the Korah, not only in communities that follow, that say that they follow Minhagi HaGorah. Mishnah Berurah, by the way, one of the reasons he justified writing the whole Sefer Mishnah Berurah is because he says Ber Heitev, which is, by the way, 60% of Mishnah Berurah is Sefer Ber Heitev. Mishnah Berurah took the Ber Heitev, was summarized in Magen Avraham in the Taz, and he rewrites it, adds a couple of new Achroinim, the Nesivus, and the Mishnah Berurah makes a big deal that the Ber Heitev was written before the Gra. And since it didn't include the Gra, so Moran HaChavetz Chaim felt that justified the an entirely new work. So really the Mishnah, the Hashpa of the Gra, even places that don't follow Minhagi HaGra, is profound. And this is a good example. If you ask somebody, is there an idea of Tashlumin by Krishma? Of course, we know Tashlumin by Tefillah. So it's 2 days in Mechaber. Simple reading of the Mechaber is there is Tashlumin. Im lo kara b'yom, yeshom sheesh lo tashlum b'arvis, v'chein lo kara krishma b'arvis, yesh lo tashlumin b'yom. That there is a shita that holds, this, it seems to be the primary opinion of the Mechaber, that if a person missed Kriyishma, then he has Tashlumin, just like there's Tashlumin for Tefillah. So too, by when it comes to Kriyishma as well, which is quite a chiddush, because I always understood that when it comes to Tefillah, the reason why you have Tashlumin is because there's an idea of Tashlumin when it comes to Karbanos, and Tefillah is Makom Karbanos. So here it's quite a chiddush to say that there's Tashlumin out in Kriyishma, even though there's no direct correlation between Kriyishma and Karban, V'yesh Cholkim, and the Mishnah Berurah concludes, if Kadlan Chavtes, that the Groz Machriya Kedei Azu. But it would seem to me that in a case of where a person was an onus and he wants, especially if he has in mind that he's just being Kore La Torah, so then that should not be a big problem at all. It could very well be, as we're going to have in tomorrow's halachas, to be Kore Benigun might be an inyan as well, but there seems to be some type of inyan for a person to be Kore B'Tashlumin, and the way in which a person would do that is immediately after Ma'ariv, he would say it over again, what if a person read Kriya Shema after Arba Shos? So Tehillah, in other words, in the daytime he woke up late and he read Kriya Shema after Arba Shos. So Tehillah David says that according to this Svara, he should also do Tashlumin. Because Allah is that if a person missed the Zman Tefillah, so then in such a case they have Tashlumin if it's after Zman Tefillah. So too when it comes to Kriya Shema as well. Even if they read it later on in the afternoon, or even after Dalet Shos, then in such a case there would be Teshlumin also. That's what the Tehillah Zavit passes.
It's not just a matter of making up lost Tamatora, but Kriya Torah.
Right. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkat and Chav Ches that we're not saying that he's going to be Yotzei Yedei Kriya Shema, but rather he's considered So this is an interesting hagdara. On the one hand, it's not going to be mekayim. On the other hand, in some way, it's parallel to tefillah. So then, in other words, it seems to me it works like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be koreh these psukim. We missed it, but we should still be koreh these psukim. So we missed tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. Again, Yesh Cholkim is going to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to repeat it, because by karbanos there is such a thing. But here the chiddush is that you missed it, then you should be mashlam. Because at the end of the day, there was an opportunity of time where the person was sleeping or was doing something else, that he should have been Korei B'Torah. So now he should be Korei B'Torah. Okay, so this Be'ezer Hashem concludes Simin Nun Ches.